This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdulmumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hi, sweeties. Welcome to the very first episode that Sweet and Sour is going to be putting out in 2024. I have really been sleeping on putting out episodes, and that has been on me. I apologize for that. So before we dive into today's episode, I would like to welcome new listeners and returning sweeties. For people that haven't listened to this podcast yet, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, I just want to give you a brief intro to what this podcast is about. So basically, this podcast is here to help you become a more productive person as a student, as an entrepreneur, or a student who is an entrepreneur. And we do this by, you know, sharing tips that have worked for people on how to become a more productive person, and inviting mentors, guests to come and speak on what has worked for them and how they have been able to, you know, pull some certain things through. We run a student and entrepreneur series where we feature students that are entrepreneurs, and they get to tell us, you know, their stories, their obstacles, and, you know, the journey so far. And we did the very first one in 2022, and so we're going to do the second one this year, inshallah. So before we proceed today, I just want anyone listening, or from wherever you're listening at this point, to just say thank you, alhamdulillah. If you're a Muslim, you can just say alhamdulillah. Just like take that break to appreciate God for being alive, because He doesn't owe you that. So just appreciate God. Some people are dead right now, trust me. Honestly, I know people who died the beginning of this year. So here are five things you have to be aware of and make sure they do not interfere with your productivity this 2024. Being productive is basically trying to use your time in a way that is intentional, effective, and enjoyable. You know, this is according to Ali Abdaal, and I really, really, really love this definition of productivity. And I'm just going to add that, you know, you have to be able to use your time in a way that is intentional, effective, and enjoyable to get you from where you are at the moment to where you want to be. So basically, if you have done something, or if you're evaluating your day, how do you know if what you did was productive? Now, did you do it intentionally? Were you effective at doing it? Was it enjoyable? Even though it wasn't enjoyable, sometimes not everything is always enjoyable, mind you, but is it taking you from where you are at the moment to where you want to be? So you can like evaluate your day with this question. Now, the first thing to be aware of in 2024, so that you don't ruin your productivity from the beginning of the year, is multitasking. Now, we're in a world where there is so much distractions. Trust me, like, there has never been a time where people are more distracted than now. Technology is everywhere, and even though it is supposed to help us stay focused and improve our productivity, it's not always the case. Now, so if, for example, you're doing something and you're doing a lot of other things with it, it really, really sucks your productivity, because your mind, the brain, wants to actually focus on one thing at a time. So one thing to avoid this 2024, or probably let's not, you know, generalize the whole year. Let's try to break it down. January, or maybe this week, is multitasking. So when you find yourself multitasking, just try to take a step back and be like, nah, this is a productivity sucker. So number two is social media. I cannot overemphasize or I cannot stress this enough. See, we all know that time just passes by, you know, when you're on social media. You could be reading and you literally like want to read for 1 hour and like it feels like time is so slow. But the moment you're on TikTok, the moment you're on Instagram, the moment you're on X, the moment you're on, you know, all of these social media platforms, damn, the time just passes by so fast. And you're like, what happened? Like, how did time run by so fast? So social media, yeah, it may be important for your business, but you have to know how to manage that. You have to know, okay, how many hours do I want to spend on social media? Is it really important for me to spend this amount of time? Does it really improve my business? Am I really, really, really doing something that like is going to add to my the growth of my business? Or am I just really, you know, trying to bend and, you know, just try to get the latest news and, you know, all of those things that don't really matter? The third thing to be aware of in 2024 so as to improve your productivity is to not attend unnecessary meetings, to not, you know, especially for people that are working or entrepreneurs and as students, to like not attend unnecessary things that are not important to you. Now, like, there are so many, how do I explain this concept? You don't have to go everywhere you're invited, honestly. And this is something my mom has instilled in me from growing up, like, right from, like, as I was growing up. We didn't always go everywhere we were invited. Depends on how important it is. Is it important to what you want to achieve? Is it really, like, that important? Is this person that important? Is this thing that important? Are you going to gain from it? Do you understand? You have to like put some certain things into consideration before you start like going for every, you don't jump at every meeting, you don't jump at every event that is happening. So please like try to evaluate everything you're doing so as to know, okay, which is important and which is not. The fourth thing I'm going to say you should be aware of in 2024 so as to boost your productivity or increase your productivity is to take breaks when necessary and avoid taking too many breaks. Now, what do I mean by this? Some people are the workaholics, they do not take breaks and then they get burnt out. The body generally like is not designed to work like a computer. So you have to work, rest, work, rest, and not work, 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 work. So you have to really, really, really know how to plan. Okay, I'm going to work for 4 hours. I'm going to take a 1 hour break, or you're going to do 1 hour. You're going to take a 15 minutes break, depending on what actually works for you. I don't know you. I don't know what your schedule is like. So I can't say, okay, this is the amount of breaks you should be taking. And then that brings back the point of not taking too many breaks. Now, the ones that are not the workaholics, now they may be like, okay, you read for 1 hour or you did something, you worked for 1 hour and now you won't take a 30 minute break, which I believe is too much. You know, after a 1 hour break, okay, after a 1 hour work, after doing something for 1 hour rather, you can take a 15 minutes break, a 10 minutes break, then maybe like go to the next thing. Because in the course of taking a 30 minutes break, you don't even really, really keep to that 30 minutes break. It's eventually like spills over to 45 minutes break. Before you know it, you are doing 1 hour of work, 1 hour of break, which is really, really not productive. Except if you're literally like done with everything you want to do for that day though. So the last and final thing to be aware of, and you know, just be cautious of it so that it doesn't suck your productivity this 2024, is this term, imposter syndrome, the feeling of you can't do it, the feeling of like you're not enough, the feeling of you don't think you're good enough. See, I don't want to sound like a motivational speaker right now, but let me tell you something. There is really nothing you cannot do. You know, depending on you can do and not do what you think you can or cannot do. I don't know if you get that statement. See, if you put your mind to it, you can do it, inshallah, by the grace of God. Honestly, so if you think you can't do it, honestly, you would never be able to do it if you don't try. And as a creative, I get it that sometimes you there's this block you go through, like writers call it the writer's block. I like to call my own the podcaster's block. Whatever creative you are, whatever you are, you know, some people may say they have student's block or whatever, but then like, I get that there is a time where you feel like less creative, less, you know, you don't have more ideas, or you don't feel like doing anything, or you feel like, should you stop, that kind of thing. You don't feel good enough. That's fine. But then that's when you look towards like, okay, what do you plan to achieve? What are your goals? What have you done? You know, look back at like things you've done to push you. Do you understand? Because honestly, like, you've only got you in this world, and like, if you don't do it, no one is going to help you do it. Another person is eventually going to do it, and then you'd only wish you had done it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, and please, the only thing you can do for me, or the only thing you can actually do to support me, is leave a rating for me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you know, and then follow me on Instagram at @twitandsatpod. And for those who do not know, I have a training coming up this January, a podcast training for people who are interested in wanting to start their own podcast, and they have little money, they don't have equipment, they just want to try it out. I'm doing a course where I'm teaching how to start a podcast basically with your smartphone. So if you're interested in taking that course, I'm going to leave details on how you can reach out to me, and I'm going to tell you everything that you're going to be gaining with taking this training. Yeah, until next time, guys, keep calm and stay productive. Bye.